Long-time manager stood behind her. I didn't know you were here today. Ah, you know how it is. Patrick surveyed the busy archery range. I'm pretty much a permanent fixture here these days. Patrick's wife had died of an unexpected heart attack 8 months earlier. Ever since then, he'd seemed to find it easier to be at the club, surrounded by familiar faces, than to stay in an empty house by himself. I understand, she said. Dad did the same thing when Mum died. His archery mates, you included, were a lifeline for him then.
That seems so long ago.
Patrick's expression turned reflective. But I seem to remember you were at his side, holding his arrows every time he came. Mariah laughed. I made a pretty good assistant, didn't I?
The best.
He cocked his head to one side.
How old were you then? 6? 7?
7, she said. Mum's cancer diagnosis gave us a little more warning than you had with Sandra, but it's never easy.
No. Never. But you managed all right in the end.
Mariah recognized his need for reassurance. We did. It took time, but we muddled through. When other little girls went shopping with their mothers, I went to the archery club with my dad. She grinned. It was a bit unconventional, but I ended up with the world's best hobby.
There's not many here who shoot as well as you do.
She smiled.
I was taught by the best. That may be, but your dad would be the first to admit that your skill with the bow has surpassed his.
Patrick's brows came together.
You really should have gone pro.
Mariah shook her head. This wasn't the first time they'd had this conversation. I love archery, but I'm not up for a life on the circuit. Besides, I have my job at Ricardo's, and I love that too.
How's that going?
Patrick asked. Great. Busy. Mariah could have added exhausting and frustrating, but she didn't want to give her father's old friend any more ammunition. I was really lucky to get the sous chef position with Chef Heston right out of culinary school. He grunted.
If you ask me, that Heston fellow was lucky to get you. And if how little I see of you at the range these days is anything to go by, he's working you too hard.
She'd been wise not to tell him anything more about her work, especially since he was right about her long shifts. It had been months since she'd worked anything less than a 70-hour week. Well, the good news is I have all day Monday off, she said.
That's perfect.
She looked at him blankly. Was something happening that day that she'd forgotten about? Why?
Angela Lambert called this morning. She's in charge of the medieval reenactments at Warwick Castle this summer. Some flu bug has hit half her employees, and she's needing replacements for Monday.
Do they want someone for the archery tournament?
Not anymore. I spoke to Mike Bamforth earlier. He said he'd go up for the day to fill that spot.
The spark of hope that had lit Mariah's chest fizzled. Mike was a decent archer.
He'd hit the targets, at least.
Let me guess, she said. They wanted a man for that position.
Afraid so. Something about not having armour that would fit a woman.
Or not wanting a woman to make the other gallant knights look bad. He conceded her point with a shrug.
There might be some truth to that too.
I'm glad Mike was available.
Me too,
but they need a couple of women as well. Mariah gave him a long-suffering look. To play the damsels in distress?
Patrick chuckled. You're exactly the kind of fair maiden knights would fight over.
I don't think so.
Are you kidding? Any knight worthy of the title would throw himself on his sword for you.
Mariah rolled her eyes and reached for another arrow. I'm not spending my first full day off in weeks walking around Warwick Castle in a long gown, pretending to swoon if Mike looks at me twice.
It might get your foot in the door, Patrick said. All it would take is someone in charge seeing you doing some target practice.
Mariah knocked the arrow and raised her bow. Even if I had a chance to shoot, what good would it do? They don't have female archers in their reenactment.